Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm very excited about that lineup.
Oh, my gosh.
Famous people.
Huge, eh? So huge. Yes, very, very keen to hear that. What's happening in the Mind Trench
right,
today?
Well,
where are you taking us?
I'm going to talk about plastic. Talked about it before. I think we should never stop talking about it because it's such a problem. And I'm going to stop. I'm going to have a little chat about what I said because this will get you going, right?
All right.
Well, approximately 583.3 billion plastic bottles will be sold worldwide this year.
Whoa.
And out of that, just 14% are recycled and can only be turned into opaque fibres for clothing or carpets.
Crikey.
Right.
That's not good. That's not a lot.
It's not good, really.
Not impressed.
But hang on. Oh, yeah.
I'm waiting.
Currently, plastic lose about 95% of those single use. So after research at Edinburgh University, scientists have converted plastic bottles into vanillin, which is used widely in the food and cosmetics industries, and is an important bulk chemical used to make pharmaceuticals, cleaning products, and herbicides.
Well, hang on. The plastic in food, is that what you're trying to say? Some plastic product in food and herbicides
because what they do with it, and I'm going to explain what they do with it in a moment.
This is stressing me out.
See, I didn't know nothing. Well, lots of stuff I don't know. But anyway, global demand is growing, and last year 37,000 tonnes was used, far exceeding the supply from the natural vanilla bean. At the moment, about 85% of the vanillin is currently synthesised from chemicals derived from fossil fuels.
Okay. No, thank you.
Okay.
Very stressful.
All right.
Very stressful cake baking fact I did not need in my life. This is where
this just done my head in. Researchers have been using genetically developed mutant enzymes to break down polyethylene, whatever it's called, polymer.
Whoa, okay.
I mean, I'm not really following, but it sounds bad.
So, like, they're genetically developing a mutant enzyme. That's just in itself is a movie
some
and
some big X-Men vibes going
green
on there.
Green things with loads of arms. Anyway, which is used for drink bottles, into a basic unit, which is a terephthalic acid. They call that TA. So they use that and they break that down and get it to that, right?
Okay.
Then researchers using engineered E. coli bacteria to transform the TA into vanillin.
E. coli, that's not good. That's not good at all.
None of this is good.
That's what people freak out about.
But
on
is
their
this one of those
lettuce or something?
You've got to wash your lettuce.
Yeah.
Isn't this one of those things though where it's like maybe, I mean, I don't know, maybe they're taking all these things that are otherwise bad and turning it into something useful.
Mindset to do something like that thing. Oh, I know what I'll do. I'll do that. And then I'm going to add that to it.
I reckon we can make vanilla essence out of plastic bottles. Let's make it work.
But Joanna Sadler from Edinburgh University told me this is the first example of using a biological system to upcycle plastic waste into a valuable industrial chemical.
She told you that, did she?
Well, I always put that in, so it makes it sound like I've already done my work. So far, they've converted 97% of the TA into vanillin. Next, the scientists tweak the bacteria to increase the conversion rate further, because apparently they have an amazing roboticized DNA facility at the university.
Rob, you know how you introduced us all to the concept of blah 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 fish and chips?
Yeah.
This is exactly what's happening in my head right now.
Yeah.
This is just like science words at me.
Blah 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 E. coli.
I want to know, has Auckland University got a roboticized DNA facility?
I hope so.
That
if they have,
cool.
Can I go and have a look?
Yeah, exactly.
That's it, really.
Well, thanks for bringing us that.
Well, there's just such weird stuff
going on.
It's a bit of a wild ride.
Put it this way, would you have that stuff made out of petrol or oil or plastic? Because at the moment they're doing this vanillin stuff.
Well, they're all the same thing, aren't they? They're all petrochemical stuff, aren't they?
What are we doing? Okay, that's it.
You got a poem for us there, right?
Yes, I have.
I better hit this then.
Introducing the Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
Right, funny enough, this poem is called Blah 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 Fish and Chips. I write this on the train, I got sidetracked and it ends really quite quickly.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay, I'm the person that admits, if I don't understand stuff, all I hear in my head is blah blah fish and chips. No way does that make you a twat if you're the same. Stand proud and say, I don't understand any of that. No one gets every wheelbarrow word. If they say they do, they're totally absurd. Pulling into Britain at the end.
Hey! I like that you made it situational as well.
Yeah.
You really took us
true,
with you.
I was writing it. I kept like staring out the window for some unknown reason this morning.
And then you were like, and Finn, we have arrived at the destination.
The end.
Thank you very much for that one.
Thank you.
Bard of Bollocks.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
Nothing better than a